Listening, Unit 10, page 78, B.
You will hear five short extracts in which different people talk about buying new products. Task 1. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list, A to H, the reason each person gives for buying new things. Task 2. For questions 6 to 10, choose from the list, A to H, what opinion each person expresses about advertising. You will hear the recording twice. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. Speaker 1.
I think for many people, shopping is a chore. Getting out to the shops, trying things out, trying things on, waiting in queues, it can be a bit much. A lot of my friends loathe shopping, but I find it quite an enjoyable experience. I also like looking at what's on offer in the windows and on the racks. Of course, before I buy something, I want to know all about it, and that's where effective advertising comes into play. A really good advert, in my opinion, gives you all the important details about a product. That way, you can form an accurate picture of what you're buying.
Speaker 2.
I really enjoy my creature comforts. My old leather boots from 2002, my well-worn sofa, my mismatched plates. In fact, I usually only buy something new when something else goes completely kaput, as I'm not big on shopping. What I do like about shopping is less about doing it and more about looking at it. As such, I prefer watching adverts over the actual shopping experience. There's an almost Hollywood-style expertise that goes into their making. Sometimes they're like mini-films, very creative, very fun.
Speaker 3.
I spend my days as a supervisor, telling people what to do. So when it comes to personal matters, like shopping, I let someone else take the reins. My partner's always on at me to upgrade my smartphone or go clothes shopping, and I'm a good sport about it and go along. I'd probably wear shoes with holes in them and have an old-style mobile phone with the numbers worn off if it weren't for her. What really gets to me, though, is seeing in an underground station or the bus stop or on the side of a bus some poster urging me to buy this latest gadget or subscribe to some new service. I know it has a purpose, but in my opinion, less is more.
Speaker 4.
Nothing gets me out to the shops faster than knowing I'll be getting quality for good value, especially when it comes to fashion. So I usually make a beeline for the shops when I know I'm going to get a good deal on something. Sure, it's always a chaotic mess when I get there, but there's some entertainment value in that, isn't there? I will say I'm a bit choosy about what sales I'll go to. Not every print ad catches my eye. I'm more influenced by word of mouth, as I find some adverts to be misleading. When they say the best stock is on offer, you might wonder what they mean by best when you get there.
Speaker 5.
Remember the days when you had absolutely no choice whatsoever but to physically go down to the shops to buy things? I certainly won't miss those times. The advent of one-click buying has completely changed my purchasing patterns. Occasionally I get something in the post I'm not crazy about, so there is a disadvantage there, but it beats going out to the shops. I would imagine online advertising is probably a lot cheaper than regular spots too. I wouldn't mind benefiting from that myself. The money companies spend on an ad for a product gets carried over to the price of it, so imagine how much cheaper things would be if the ad campaigns were less expensive.
Now listen again. Speaker 1.
I think for many people, shopping is a chore. Getting out to the shops, trying things out, trying things on, waiting in queues, it can be a bit much. A lot of my friends loathe shopping, but I find it quite an enjoyable experience. I also like looking at what's on offer in the windows and on the racks. Of course, before I buy something, I want to know all about it, and that's where effective advertising comes into play. A really good advert, in my opinion, gives you all the important details about a product. That way, you can form an accurate picture of what you're buying.
Speaker 2.
I really enjoy my creature comforts. My old leather boots from 2002, my well-worn sofa, my mismatched plates. In fact, I usually only buy something new when something else goes completely kaput, as I'm not big on shopping. What I do like about shopping is less about doing it and more about looking at it. As such, I prefer watching adverts over the actual shopping experience. There's an almost Hollywood-style expertise that goes into their making. Sometimes they're like mini-films, very creative, very fun.
Speaker 3.
I spend my days as a supervisor telling people what to do, so when it comes to personal matters like shopping, I let someone else take the reins. My partner's always on at me to upgrade my smartphone or go clothes shopping, and I'm a good sport about it and go along. I'd probably wear shoes with holes in them and have an old-style mobile phone with the numbers worn off if it weren't for her. What really gets to me, though, is seeing in an underground station or the bus stop or on the side of a bus some poster urging me to buy this latest gadget or subscribe to some new service. I know it has a purpose, but in my opinion, less is more.
Speaker 4.
Nothing gets me out to the shops faster than knowing I'll be getting quality for good value, especially when it comes to fashion. So I usually make a beeline for the shops when I know I'm going to get a good deal on something. Sure, it's always a chaotic mess when I get there, but there's some entertainment value in that, isn't there? I will say I'm a bit choosy about what sales I'll go to. Not every print ad catches my eye. I'm more influenced by word of mouth, as I find some adverts to be misleading. When they say the best stock is on offer, you might wonder what they mean by best when you get there.
Speaker 5.
Remember the days when you had absolutely no choice whatsoever but to physically go down to the shops to buy things? I certainly won't miss those times. The advent of one-click buying has completely changed my purchasing patterns. Occasionally I get something in the post I'm not crazy about, so there is a disadvantage there, but it beats going out to the shops. I would imagine online advertising is probably a lot cheaper than regular spots too. I wouldn't mind benefiting from that myself. The money companies spend on an ad for a product gets carried over to the price of it, so imagine how much cheaper things would be if the ad campaigns were less expensive.